Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, son of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me away.
Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. In life, we do give excuses and put blame on our families and the society for our problems. However, God wants us to approach our challenges with a different attitude by trusting Him and standing up to confront our problems rather than blaming those around us. Today, as we study the Word of God, we are looking at the topic, Stop the Excuses. Our Bible text is from John chapter 5 verse 1 to 9.
John chapter 5 verse 1 to 9. After this there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool, which is called in Hebrew, Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain time into the pool and stirred up the water, then whoever stepped in first, after the stirring of the water, was made well of whatever disease he had. Now a certain man was there who had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there, and knew that he already had been in that condition a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, but while I am coming, another steps down before me." Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your bed and walk." Verse 9, and immediately the man was made well, took up his bed, and walked. And that day was the Sabbath.
Our Bible text today narrated the work of Jesus on the Sabbath day. Sabbath day is a very important day to the Jews. It's a day no one must work. But Jesus decided to do the work of mercy on the Sabbath day. The Jews were faulty in their belief that a person in bondage should not be freed on the day of rest. When God wants to show you mercy, He can leave His rest to rescue you. The action of Christ to heal on the Sabbath day portrays the attribute of a Father. He is the Lord and the Father. How many of us, when our child is sick on a day of rest, will do nothing, because the day is meant for rest? This tells of the hypocrisy of the Jews. However, Jesus did not fall for it. God does not choose a special day to bless us or show us mercy. His arms of mercy are ever open on any day. Enjoy divine rest and mercy today in Jesus' name. Verse 2 of our text reads, "Now there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool, which is called in Hebrew, Bethesda, having five porches." Here, Jesus was passing by the pool of Bethesda. Bethesda in Hebrew language means, house of mercy. Jesus decided to visit the house of mercy to show mercy to a weak man who has been neglected for a long time as he passed by. It does not matter what today is, it does not matter if people like it. Today, God will show you mercy in Jesus' name. This man has been waiting there for many years to be healed as an angel used to come to stir the water and whoever enters first will be healed. Apart from the impotence of the man, he has another challenge, he could not beat the competition. He wanted the healing so much that he lived by the pool, but he could not beat other sick people to enter the pool each time the water is stirred by the angel. In verse 6 and 7, Jesus met him and asked, "Do you want to be made well?" The impotent man answered him, "Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. But while I am coming, another steps down before me." Stop the excuse and embrace mercy today. Jesus did not ask this man why he has spent many years at the pool. He asked a simple question to get a yes or no answer, but this man started giving excuses for his delay in getting healed. He believed his problem is lack of help. He exclaimed, "Oh, there is no one to help me. If I had gotten someone to help, I would have been healed by now. Many of us are like this man, we always give excuse for our problems. We try to shift blame for our setback, we put the blame on our family, or the society we find ourselves. We say, oh, it's the family I come from, or my country that is responsible for my failure. Stop the excuse today and focus on the way out. This man's excuse might seem understandable at first glance. After all, the man is unable to walk and needs someone to help him into the pool. However, upon closer look, we see that the man is using his physical inability as an excuse for not being healed. He is relying on external circumstances and the actions of others rather than trusting in Jesus for his healing. We can all relate to this in our own lives. It's easy to make excuses for why we haven't achieved the goals or why we're not living the lives we want to live. We might blame our circumstances, our upbringing, or the actions of others. But ultimately, these excuses are just excuses. They are ways for us to avoid taking responsibility for our own lives and making the necessary changes to achieve our goals. The lesson for us today is to stop making excuses and to start taking responsibility for our lives. We can do this by trusting in Jesus and relying on His strength and power to overcome any obstacle or challenge we face. Let us remember the words of Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians 12 verse 9, which says, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." God's grace is sufficient for you in any situation. In verse 8, Jesus defied the law of rest or Sabbath and ignored the excuses of the man to show him mercy. He healed him as he said unto him, "Rise, take up your bed and walk." Immediately the man was made whole, he took up his bed and walked. Irrespective of your excuses and the nature of the day, God's mercy will locate you today in Jesus' name. Stop looking for excuses for your problem and start looking for mercy. Don't waste your time on excuses. Accept Jesus' offer of mercy today. When you embrace His mercy, your problem will come to an end. As you go today, ask for God's mercy and the grace to face and overcome your challenges. Tell God to help you turn every disability you face to divine ability as you live daily. I pray for you today, that you will experience the freedom and transformation that comes from letting go of excuses and trusting in God. I speak the mercy of God into your life. God's grace shall speak for you in all you do this year. Today, receive peace, favor and the power to overcome in all life's circumstances in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Bible in a year. The Bible reading for today is from Genesis chapter 9, chapter 10, and chapter 11. And for the evening, Matthew chapter 4. Thank you for being part of this episode of Winning Every Day. Have a beautiful day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.